Demand for Wisconsin's frac sand doesn't waver with the seasons. At oil wells across the U.S. and Canada, millions of tons are forced into the ground year-round to crack rocks holding precious petroleum and methane gas. But keeping that sand flowing from Wisconsin can be tricky when the average winter temperature is around 23 degrees. Rich Bunniger is the president of the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association and a plant manager for mining company Fairmont Santrol. He says right now companies are ramping up mining and washing of sand to stockpile product before the freeze sets in.
And into the fall, the wet plants will overproduce the dry plants and thus building enough sand to be able to run continuously the dry plant and the shipping throughout the winter months without having to wash sand.
Bunniger says larger sand mines and processing plants produce anywhere from 500,000 to 700,000 tons of finished sand per year. So to keep things going through the winter, they need piles that will feed drying plants for 5 to 6 months.
You're looking at, you need a 250,000 ton stockpile at the end of the season, which typically is mid-November, to be able to continue to feed well into April of the following year.
Bunniger says people may already notice piles of sand growing in recent weeks. He says once the temps drop, they'll shrink back down as companies dry it and send it out of the state by rail. And around April, when temps creep back up, Bunniger says the cycle starts all over again. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.